opening a work session on House Bill 3283B. The purpose of this meeting is to consider proposed amendments to House Bill 3283B. Legislative Council has drafted proposed conference committee amendments to House Bill 3283B. Members should have a copy.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3283 relates to animals, and it makes several different changes to the law. There were two changes that were passed by both chambers, and as a result, appear in both the A engrossed and B engrossed versions of the bill. Quickly, the changes increase the ban on possessing animals by a person convicted of felony animal neglect from 5 to 15 years, while also allowing the court to reduce a 15-year ban resulting from a felony conviction if the defendant successfully completes a mental health treatment. Second, both the A and the B engrossed versions of the bill prohibit the court from reducing the obligation of a defendant to pay for the care of the animal pending prosecution based on any fundraising by a government agency or a humane investigation agency. So those two pieces were in both bills passed by both chambers. The piece that the Senate added to the bill classifies parrots as domestic animals for purposes of the animal abuse and neglect laws. And so the B8 amendments before you today, that adds the parrot piece back into the bill, and it also includes a new concept that modifies the definition of insurance for purposes of the insurance code. The definition excludes contracts under which an animal is rented or leased, provided that the animal's owner retains an obligation to provide veterinary care or other needs of the animal. The amendments apply this change to contracts entered into before, on, or after the effective date of the bill and include an emergency clause. With the B8 amendments, House Bill 3283 has a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Thank you. All right, so Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the B8 amendments to House Bill 3283B.
Senator Prozonsky, going back to the old days.
That's all right.
Moves to adopt the B8 amendments to House Bill 3283B. Is there any discussion?
I think just to put on the record, my understanding that the parties that were interested in seeing this new provision that dealing around insurance were in fact able to reach a conclusion and a consensus this morning to allow us to move forward with the request in the B8s. And with that in mind, I think that we should go ahead and move the bill, understanding that this is one of those opportunities for my colleagues from the Senate where we have a vehicle that is going to be able to be used to help take care of something that needed to be taken care of, and this is the way that we're able to do it on a short in fashion.
And I'm going to thank the Oregon Humane Society for their work to being sure that the rest of agriculture is protected from some misinterpretation, and Mr. Coolidge has worked hard to do that. So okay. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This language here B8 is only 5 pages, whereas B4 was 15. So kudos to getting rid of a bunch of stuff we didn't need. But the insurance clause here under Section 4 is much clearer than the language in B8. Section 13 of B4, I read 3 or 4 times and still didn't know what it was trying to convey. So I appreciate the work in getting this cleaned up, and it looks like it'll meet the needs. I want to make sure livestock producers are protected.
They are.
And that's one of the most important things we can do, especially in a county and district like my home district and county. Livestock is the top, monetary producer is agriculture and livestock production in our area. And so we have to be quite specific with regard to ensuring they are protected.
Thank you, and I just would say that we had early on in discussions about this had Representative Greg Smith come in to be sure that those interests were protected. Okay. We have a motion to move the amendments. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
At this point, I guess I move to move that the Senate Senate amendments dated May 24th, and the bill be further amended with the B8 amendments and repassed.
Senator Prozaski moves that the Senate rescind from the Senate amendments dated May 24th, and the bill be further amended with the B8 amendments and repassed. Is there any further discussion? Those of the opinion that the Senate rescind from the Senate amendments dated May 24th, and that the bill be further amended with the B8 amendments will and be repassed, will say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion carries.
We need two carriers.
I will carry for the Senate.
Would you like to? Sure. Representative Springer will carry it for the House. Do we all have to sign that?
Then we have to wait and sign all the paperwork. That's it.
Pass that one.